Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The second baseman, Ollie Marquardt. Batting third. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a pop-up towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Marquardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to second. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Kress reaches second base with a double. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt takes first base on ball four. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Kress moves to third. Betancourt moves to second. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine strikes out. There goes Sweeney. The throw from Farrell to second, and Sweeney is out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive towards short. Rhine reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goslin moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Berry and he is out, Pickering applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. Two outs. Ollie Marquard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquard is 0 for 1 in the game. Marquard hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Betancourt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Betancourt reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Betancourt scores. It's 1 to nothing, Browns. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Webb strikes out. There goes Rothrock. The throw from Farrell to second, and Rothrock is out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 1 in the game. Pickering hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to third. Goslin moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burns scores. Goslin moves to third. Kress moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhine hits a fly ball into right field. Betancourt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Betancourt hits a line drive to left field. Rothrock throws towards first. Sweeney fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sweeney. Rothrock throws the ball into Rhine, who tags Betancourt trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Betancourt goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Berry. Farrell moves to third. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 3 in the game. Levy is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney fields the ball and throws to Gaston covering. Safe. Farrell scores. Stewart moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Burns moves to second. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp pinch hits for Milt Gaston. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver strikes out. One out. Otis Miller pinch hits for Ollie Marquardt. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Miller now playing second base. Ed Morris now pitching. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards short. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Betancourt strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rothrock hits a line drive into left field. Goslin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Goslin. Rothrock moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-2 in the game. Pickering is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-4 in the game. Levy strikes out. Berry drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Levy out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-2 in the game. Rein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rein moves to second. One out. Muddy Rule pinch hits for Ed Morris. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Klein now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-4 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.